Good morning. Today is one of the different holidays celebrated today.
Pentecost.
What is so special about Pentecost? Anybody know that on Pentecost?
Holy Spirit.
Okay, Holy Spirit came down by who? And by extension, who?
Everybody.
We're going to find faithfulness to God. We're going to feel the power of God. from just one of the nine groups. Now, in a couple moments, we're going to offer a special service called Ambassadors of Pentecost. This service is offered one time a year on this day. It's actually supposed to be celebrated in the evening hours because the church leaders and most people will not come back in the evening. They have ended it with a revised liturgy. Because of all the Vesper services that are celebrated this early year, the children who are here, this is the most important of them. We don't want anyone to miss out on that. There's a special roast for this service that is available in the back. We need to pick it up. Most of you have it, I see. And in this service, you will do a couple of things. One, you will kneel for the first time since the Feast of the Resurrection. Secondly, there will be three special and lengthy prayers that are offered. And these prayers are for the Holy Spirit to come and descend upon us right here in Tampa in the year 2011, 1982 years after the Holy Spirit descended first on the disciples and the apostles of the Lord. And we are going to pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us in the same way, that it will empower us to have a sense inside of us of joy, comforted, to feel the Lord of the Spirit, that it will enable and inspire us to take the good news of God and share it throughout the world. But even before being able to share it outwardly, we want to be able to feel it inwardly. So as we kneel and offer these prayers, we're going to ask the Lord to please send His fruits into us again, to please send His grace into us again, to evaluate us, for us to evaluate our relationships with our children, with our parents, with our spouses, with our co-workers, and say, am I making those fruits in my life? As we're offering these prayers, we pray along with me in them. Think about at least one of those fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And making develop one of those in the upcoming weeks of your life. To focus on one of those things inside. And then I want you to think of one way that you can express your Christianity outwardly. Think of one way to strengthen your Christianity inwardly. And think of one way to express your Christianity outwardly. Now, during the service to the end, we will have an opportunity, in one way, to express our Christianity outwardly. As you read the bulletin, as evidence is asked to offering and an offering for worldwide missions. We don't just have Orthodox in Greece, or in Russia, or in the United States. We actually have Orthodox missions in Africa, in Indonesia, in places where it's not popular to be Christian, in places where it's dangerous to be a Christian, in places where Orthodox doesn't build beautiful temples. We have the baptism only because it's afraid of the people who are wanting to stop our Christianity. And how are these missions supported? We're not going to free festival on the streets of Indonesia. These are supported secretly by money that comes from established Orthodox countries, established Orthodox communities like ours, in countries like Greece and Russia. It's important for us to support these missions because it's important for the gospel to be taken in every country and every language. So we'll have a secretary today about the missions. And for something on a more local level, after the service concludes this morning, I mentioned this last week, we're going to start a new outreach mission right here in Tampa for female hungry. Not just to spend money and building things, but actually to feed the hungry. To actually go with our own hands and use it to make food and serve that food to people right in our own neighborhood who are less fortunate than we are. This kind of charity was the most basic charity you can read about in the book of Acts. This is one of the first and most important things after worship that was being done in the early church. The most important things in the early church were worship and feeding the poor. We've got worship down very well in our church, and I thank God for that. But one of the things we need to do a little bit better is to feed the hungry, the care of the poor. So for those who are interested in the hands-on history, to help interest those less fortunate right in our own town, we're going to have a meeting, organization meeting, in this area through the path of the mission process. So again, as you offer these prayers this morning, think of one way inwardly that you can improve your Christianity by asking God to send His Holy Spirit into you and to allow at least one of those fruits to grow in you. And then think of how you can express your Christianity outwardly, whether it's supporting a cause, whether it's repairing a relationship, whether it's talking to somebody who needs someone to talk to, whether it's talking about the faith of someone who doesn't have any. There are many ways, there are countless ways to express our faith, and this is a very important part of being a Christian. It's not just coming and sharing it with the people we know very well, it's sharing it and it's good to see it.